This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Investors are looking ahead to Thursday, when we'll get December Consumer Price Index numbers. Karen Petru is co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. She joins me now on this. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Nancy.
So what do you think the December CPI will look like?
I think we're going to see more of the same gradual slowing. And it's important to remember that means we still have inflation. Inflation in the 2.5% to more likely 3% range, which is above the Fed's target of 2% and still painful to most American households. But it's slowing, and that's certainly all to the good.
Slowing but not falling. Where will inflation still be sticky, Karen? In the services sector like we've seen in the past?
Services. Housing, I think, remains a major area. Healthcare, cost of other services, childcare. Food prices are volatile, and they're certainly not going down for all but a few key commodities. And energy, particularly gasoline, remains uncertain due to the geopolitical risk in the Red Sea.
Right. There are geopolitical risks. Of course, the Fed is keeping an eye on inflation. It has been raising interest rates to cool the economy and cool off inflation. So what types of inflation numbers would the Fed need to see to cut interest rates?
Well, I think first thing I would say, it's important to note that high interest rates are not cooling the economy. Look at the consumer spending during the holiday season and the sharp jump in consumer debt, including credit card debt, that we saw over the same holidays to fund all that spending. People were still buying, even though credit card rates are at an historic high. Problem the Fed faces, as it has since 2010, is that the economy isn't acting like the models predict. Inflation is subsiding with higher rates, but the economy isn't cooling, and you still have, therefore, the risk of ongoing inflation. It might not be hyper-hot, but it's hot.
Yeah, there is one model that says the last mile of getting inflation down is the hardest, like running the last mile of a marathon. But in December, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that might not be the case this time. What do you think, Karen?
Well, I have to say, Jay Powell also said a few Fed meetings back that inflation was over. It had been solved. And then the next month, the rates went up far higher than he and the rest of his colleagues on the FOMC anticipated. So I really think it's important not to look at what the Fed says, but what the numbers are going to force it to do.
That was Karen Petru, co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Nancy.